The following is another KXPN Sports presentation. KXPN Sports presents high school basketball.
Axtell will work the ball around the perimeter here. Elm Creek looks like they're going to stay in that box and one. Make sure they know where Hannah Kring is, but this time they find Hannah. She scores at a backside foul, has a chance at a three-point play.
Tonight, it's the girls' semifinals of the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament as the Axtell Wildcats battle the Amherst Broncos and the Elm Creek Buffaloes take on the Pleasanton Bulldogs. High school basketball on ESPN Radio is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
Rebound off the rim a couple of times. It ends up in the hands of Deo. Open at the other end. Robbins bounce pass to her, and she'll score. Anna Robbins lays it up and in.
Axtell has the league's best record, but Amherst is on a 10-game winning streak. Game 2 features Elm Creek battling a Pleasanton team that has pulled off a first-round upset again this year. It's the girls' semifinals of the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament coming up next. But first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to the Vieira Event Center in Kearney with ESPN Sports' Randy Bushcutter right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Vieira Event Center for the 41st Annual Fort Kearney Conference Girls Basketball Tournament. Randy Bushcutter with you here. Glad you could join us, as for the most part, the seedings did hold up here in the quarterfinals as our first game of the night. We'll have top-seeded Axtell taking on number 4 seed Amherst, but then Pleasanton did pull off the upset against Wilcox-Hildreth, so the number 6 seed, the Pleasanton Bulldogs, will be playing second-seeded Elm Creek. Elm Creek had a little bit of difficulty with Overton, 47-40, they won that one. But Pleasanton really kind of rolled in their game, 41-24 over third-seeded Wilcox-Hildreth. And Axtell remains undefeated in Fort Kearney Conference play, as they've actually beaten all the teams that are here in the semifinals. And Axtell got here with a 65-37 win over Sumner Eddyville Miller, and Amherst had no problem with Eustis Farnham, 47-29. So again, for the most part, the teams that are supposed to be here are here. Axtell has been, as I mentioned, undefeated in the conference, so they most assuredly would be the odds-on favorite to win our semifinal and then the championship. But again, there's always that upset possibility. It was somewhat of a surprise last year that Overton came away with the girls' title. So you never really know what's going to happen here when these teams get together in the Fort Kearney Conference. And we anticipate a couple of great matchups here. We'll begin with Amherst and Axtell, our first game of the night, right here on ESPN 1460 and 1550. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll give you our starters here on the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game, Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with the starters right after this.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
There's a lot of satisfaction that comes from making things grow. Whether it's a family, a field of grain, or the balance in your savings account. When you make something grow, you can't help but grow a little yourself. As a community ag bank, helping you make things grow is why we're here. Our ag lenders know agriculture, and they're local. Stop by and see us. Let's talk. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company of Axtell is a proud supporter of high school sports. See Scandinavian Mutual today to see how they can get you the best rates for property and personal liability insurance. They have been providing insurance solutions to their customers in South Central Nebraska since 1885. They're now also writing auto insurance policies through AAA. Contact the professionals at Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company in Axtell today. Toll free at 800-874-9443. That's 800-874-9443.
And welcome back here to the Vero Event Center. Let's give you our starting lineup, brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. We'll begin, first of all, for Amherst. As we mentioned, they are the number four seed. They're 12-7 on the season, and their starters are Madison Murphy. She's 5'8 and a sophomore. Johanna Gilbertson's 5'6 senior. She'll start with Sydney Tobenheim, 5'4 and a senior. Courtney Martinson is a 6-foot-tall senior, and Casey Juergens, 5'9 and a junior for head coach Jamie Klingelhofer. As we mentioned, they're the four seed, 12-7 on the year. Axtell is the number one overall seed here in the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. They are 14-5 on the season, and their starters are going to be Kit Wells, a 5'5 senior that averages 3.6 points and 2.3 rebounds a contest. Reagan Miller, 5'5 sophomore, is averaging 7.6 points and 2.5 rebounds a game. Hannah Kring, the 5'10 senior, will be playing volleyball for UNK next year, but this year she's averaging 14.3 points and 8.1 rebounds a contest. And then the twin sisters, Season Melima, 5'9 and a sophomore, she's averaging 8.1 points and 5.4 rebounds. And Sophia Melima, 5'10. She's also a sophomore, averaging 5.5 points and 5.6 rebounds per ball game. Your starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. And here at the Vero Event Center, of course, we're sitting right on top of the old hockey ice. They put a nice little rubberized mat down and a beautiful court out here. It is a great environment for playing high school basketball. And we're really excited to, again, have the tournament here at the Vero Event Center. A great venue. Kind of wish that maybe they could make some arrangements, maybe even bring the loop lat into this kind of environment, because that'd be a lot of fun, as this has been a great venue. I think the Vero Event Centers have been happy with it. The conference has been happy with it, and it has been a great place to get together on Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays during the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. So again, for Amherst, it'll be Murphy, Gilbertson, Tobenheim, Martinson, and Juergens. And for Axtell, it's Wells, Miller, Kring, Melima, and Melima. Your starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank and Kearney, the better bank. And for whatever reason, we're having a little bit of difficulty, I think, with the PA announcing system, which they tested earlier flawlessly. So, of course, now that they need it, we're having a bit of a delay here, as we'll be having the starters announced for these two teams, and then, of course, the national anthem, and then we'll be all set and ready to roll here, as it'll be Axtell taking on Amherst in our first semifinal. Our second semifinal tonight will have Pleasanton taking on Elm Creek. Pleasanton, the sixth seed. Elm Creek is the number two seed. And then don't forget, tomorrow we'll also have the same schedule, as we'll be back here for the boys' semifinals. Top-seeded Wilcox Hildreth will be taking on four-seeded Elm Creek, and then it'll be six-seeded Axtell, who hit a three-pointer at the buzzer to upset Axtell. So Pleasanton upset Axtell at the buzzer with a three-pointer. They're the sixth seed. They'll be taking on Amherst, who is the number two seed, as they got the win against Overton last week. So, well, we've got the announcements going on here, and again, very similar to as they do at the state basketball tournament in Lincoln. They will announce all the starters, but first, I believe we're going to have the national anthem. So we're going to step away for just a few moments, and when we come back, we'll resume with more of the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals. So we'll step away for just a few moments, and when we come back, we'll wrap up our pregame show, get ready for the tip between Axtell and Amherst when we get back to the Vero Event Center right after this.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies, including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes. First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC, good luck, athletes.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking boot that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
For all your custom slaughtering and meat processing, call Belschner Custom Meats in Amherst. Belschner Custom Meats has everything you need to fill your freezer with locally raised beef and pork. From steaks, roast, and hamburger, why go anywhere else when you have the best meat right here in Amherst? Belschner is a very proud supporter of all of our youth and their accomplishments. Good luck to all the area athletes in and out of the game.
And welcome back here to the Vero Event Center as we've set up the brackets here for you here in the Lou Platt. Don't forget on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM, we'll have some boys Lou Platt Conference quarterfinal action as over in Ravenna, four-seeded Blue Jays will be playing host to fifth-seeded Kearney Catholic. That game is set for a 7 o'clock tip. Doug Duda will have the call on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Elsewhere in the Lou Platte tonight, top-seeded Adams Central will take on Arcadia Loup City. Third-seeded Ord will host Donovan Trumbull, and second-seeded Wood River will host Gibbon. The girls are also playing all of their quarterfinal actions tonight because of, well, it's the schedule and the snow kind of conspired, and that they're playing all the quarterfinals, boys and girls, tonight at various gyms across the Lou Platte Conference. At Kearney Catholic, top-seeded Stars will be taking on Wood River, who's the eighth seed. Fourth-seeded Ord will host Ravenna. Third-seeded Adams Central will take on six-seeded St. Paul, and Centura, the number two seed, will host seven-seeded Arcadia Loup City. All those games going on today across the Lou Platte Conference, and we'll try to get you as many of those scores as we can for you through the course of the evening here. We always kind of like to follow that up. And then, of course, not only are they doubling up in terms of the quarterfinals today, they'll also start doubling up the semifinals tomorrow. Well, here we've got the semifinals going on for the girls. We'll have the boys' semifinals here in the Fort Kearney Conference tomorrow. And then, of course, we'll have the consolation games as well as the championship games. All those games right here on ESPN Radio. Well, we're all set and ready to go. Amherst in their road red uniforms. They will be the visiting team here. And Axtell, number one seed, they will be in their home white uniforms here as they're in the number one overall seed. And doing the jumping here is going to be Hannah Kring for Axtell. For Amherst, it will be Courtney Martinson, and the tip knocked away by Kring and tracked down by Pleasanton. So Pleasanton has possession of the basketball first. They'll bring in the offensive end, and Jaden Bosshammer will work it around. They'll back it inside here for Casey Juergens, and Juergens with a nice turnaround jumper that's up and good. So Juergens with the first 2 points of the ball game. And they'll work it back around. Backdoor cut. Cutting through there is going to be Melama. And sees Melama miss the shot. Offensive rebound taken out there by Miller. And then we've got a foul. Well, the ball, yeah, we've got a foul on the rebound. And that's going to be a hold here on Axtell. Fighting for the rebound there was Kit Wells. And Wells is going to be called for her first foul of the ball game. But that does allow the Cats to have the opportunity to press the ball here. And on the dribble here is going to be Tobenheim. Tobenheim. We'll get the ball up ahead here for Martinson. And Martinson will work around now top of the circle here for Tobenheim. So a little in-out, kick out here for Martinson. Martinson's going to step up a 15-foot jumper. That's no good. And a long rebound out to Axtell. On the run is Wells. Wells is going to let everybody come up court. She'll kick it up ahead here for Miller. Miller will baseline drive. That shot's no good. Offensive rebound up and good. And it's going to be Season Melama, who was able to essentially get a tip there and get the rebound. So she makes the putback. And it's now 2-2. 6:47 to go here, first quarter. And again, Amherst will face some full court pressure, and stepping in and making the steal is going to be Melama. And Melama is going to be fouled from behind. Sophia Melama made the steal, and then Amherst is going to commit the foul. And the foul is going to be on number three, Madison Murphy. So Murphy called for her first foul. And the Cats will try to work the ball down low, and they let it a little bit too far. Lobbed it in there, but couldn't make the connection with Melama, and it's going to go out of bounds. So Amherst will inbound. We're tied at two here fairly early on in the first quarter. And facing some pressure here is Martinson. Martinson, nice job dribbling through there. Kicks it up ahead to Murphy. Murphy gives it on the baseline here for Juergens, and Juergens' jumper is up and good. So Juergens rattled that one in. Looked like it was going to fly out, and then went up high in the air after rattling around and went in. And now Axtell is going to be called for the travel. So Amherst with a 4-2 lead here, 6:08 to go, and the Cats are going to make a couple of substitutions. Ashley Snell going to check into the ball game. Also reporting for duty is going to be Jordan Popple. So Kelly Cooksley is already tapped into that depth a little bit. Feels he has a little bit of an advantage in that regard. Long pass up ahead. Amherst is able to track it down. That's good work there by Casey Juergens to go to the ball. And Tobenheim gives it off the right side. And on the right side, a nice little hit there by Tobenheim. And now we've got a foul as immediately attacking here is Axtell, and there's going to be a block there. So Snell will go to the free throw line as she was driving in there hard, and she ran into, I didn't see who they gave the foul to. They have 32 on the scoreboard. Well, I guess they did give that to Michaela Tincher. So there's foul there, and the free throw is up and good. Well shot there by Ashley Snell. So Snell hits the free throw, makes one out of two, and we've got a turnover. Snell comes up with the steal, and on the dribble here is going to be Kring. Kring then loses the basketball. And again, Amherst will face a lot of pressure as they get it out here for Tobenheim. Tobenheim is going to drive. Now she'll head to the line. Good job of drawing some contact there. Hit on the arm, and an opportunity for Amherst to add to the lead as Tobenheim will go to the line and shoot a couple. The reach is going to be called on Snell. That'll be her first foul. And the free throw here is up and good with 5:26 to go in the first quarter. So Tobenheim makes the first of two free throws, and it's now 7-3. So we'll hand the basketball off here for Tobenheim. Tobenheim already with 3 points in the game, rolls this one in, and she makes both free throws. So now it's an 8-3 lead. In the offensive end is Popple. Popple gives it off on the right side here for Melama. Around the perimeter we go. Penetration now left side for Snell. Snell takes it all the way down the baseline. Gets it out for Hannah Kring. And now cutting through there is going to be Trampy, and Trampy scores. Samantha Trampy with a nice little cut to the basket there. And that'll allow Axtell to pressure the ball after they get the bucket. But handling it and dribbling through it nicely is going to be Tobenheim. Tobenheim on the bounce. And she'll get a ball off here right side for Juergens. Back out for Tobenheim. Tobenheim thought about the three, but gives it off on the right side. And the shot's going to be blocked and stolen away. Coming up with it there after the block is Popple. Popple, long pass up ahead, right hand to left, good for Kring. And Axtell with a nice little run here as Kring gets the bucket. Popple with a nice block and able to come up with a defensive rebound as well. Long pass, it's on the ground. Axtell comes up with it. Great effort there by Trampy. Trampy kicks it up ahead here for Kring. Kring's pass knocked away, but the Wildcats were able to track it down. Good hustle there by Popple. And Popple will dribble to that left side, put up a three-pointer, and it is going to be out of bounds as it's a little bit short. 1-point ball game right now. Amherst with an 8-7 lead. They have led throughout. They led by as many as five here in the early stages. But four straight points for Axtell, forced to by their defense to kind of get things going here. And Emily Arnold will help inbound the basketball. She'll get the ball up ahead here to Tobenheim. Back to Arnold. Arnold across the timeline. She just checked in a moment ago. And she kicked the ball between the circles for Tobenheim. Tobenheim on the bounce here. Picked up by Wells. Will drive the lane. Shot no good. Rebound tipped away by Axtell, I thought. Yep, and it will be Amherst basketball. So Martinson to toss it in. She'll give it between the circles here for Arnold. Arnold dribbles to the left side, bounces it into the corner, and Tobenheim has it. She's used up her dribble. She'll get the ball out here for Tincher. Tincher will kick the ball right side for Martinson. Martinson gets a nice little screen there by Rubicek, and they'll kick the ball off here right side for Arnold. Arnold is going to reset it. They swing it around to the left side, and on the bounce here is going to be Tincher. Tincher between the circles for Tobenheim. She'll give it off here right side for Martinson. Now off of a screen here is Emily Arnold. Arnold gets the top of the circle. Running here is Tincher. She'll slow it down. 3:17 to go here in the quarter. Long possession here. Drive by Arnold on that right side. Entry pass going to be knocked away and nearly stolen out of there, but it's off the hands of Sophia Melema. And Melema has to stay on defense here. And they're trying to find where the Broncos are going to be as they're going man-to-man on the inbounds play. Off a screen on that right side, Tobenheim had it. Thought about the three, but she'll give the ball over to Martinson. Martinson gives it off. Driving here is Tincher. Tincher kicks it on the baseline. That's Martinson. Martinson's jumper is no good. And the rebound taken out by Axtell. On the run here is going to be Snell. She'll kick the ball off left side. Her two-pointer is no good over there. Rebounded and then stolen away. Coming up with a steal is Miller. Miller will drive, has the shot blocked, and coming down with it is Martinson. Martinson comes up with a block and a couple of defensive rebounds. And we're going to have a whistle on that far side. And a foul going to be called on a little reach. Over there, the foul is going to be a little grab there on Kit Wells. And for Wells, that's going to be her second foul. So she's got a little bit of foul trouble here. And she will step out of the ball game. Ball being inbounded here for Murphy. Murphy kicks the ball out for Martinson, then cycles through. Murphy gets the ball back. It's deflected, blocked by Sophia Melema, and then rebounded by Kring. So on the bounce in the offensive end here is going to be Reagan Miller. Miller's just going to kick the ball between the circles here for Sophia Melema. Sophia gives it off here on that left side. And they're going to call a held ball. Reaching in there and tying it up is going to be Martinson. Possession arrow is pointing to Axtell, so they'll maintain the possession here. That's pretty good defense by Courtney Martinson, the 6-foot-tall senior. So Sophia Trampy on that far sideline inbounds it at the end of the Amherst bench, and it's intercepted by Amherst. Courtney Martinson with a nice defensive play, and Axtell turns it over. On the run here is going to be Bosshammer, and we're going to have a foul. I think she was passing it off. They might say that she was in the act of shooting. She ended up passing it. It's a matter of when the foul was called. Yeah, they're going to say it was not in the act of shooting. Well, they could have called it the other way. And Trampy is called for the foul. That is going to be her first. So inbounded here for Bosshammer. Bosshammer in the lane. That's a tough pass for Juergens to handle, but she's able to tip it over to Murphy. Murphy now gives it between the circles for Bosshammer. Bosshammer picked up defensively there by Snell. Man-to-man is Axtell at the moment. And with the ball here is going to be Miller. Miller, great pressure put on by Sophia Trampy, or Samantha Trampy, rather. And they'll kick it off here for Martinson. Martinson dribbles, kicks right wing. Bosshammer has it, and nearly stolen away by Snell. Five-second count going on, and just in time, Bosshammer is able to pass the ball off on that right side, and they do walk with it. Amherst really not in any sort of offensive flow at all because of the pressure put on by Axtell, and Axtell eventually was able to force that turnover. Axtell, the number one seed in the conference tournament, has not led here in the ball game. They trailed at 1 point, 8-3. Now it's 8-7. And a ball in the hands of Sophia Melema. She'll kick the ball off to her sister, Season. And now on that left side, dribbling, losing the ball is Snell. She gets on the ground, loses it. Amherst comes away with it. They've got numbers. On the bounce is going to be Juergens. She'll kick it back out for Martinson. Martinson now, she's going to drive, take it off glass, and score. Nice little baseline drive there for Courtney Martinson. And Martinson will hit the bucket, and Amherst will push that lead back out to three. They lead it 10-7, and the pass on the left wing for Melama. Season Melama will dribble, handle the ball off here for Trampy. Trampy back out here for Kring, and Kring with a nice drive and score. So a nice little runner in the lane there by Hannah Kring, and now cut the lead down to one again. 35 seconds to go, and it's going to be over and back. Yeah. Sydney Tobenheim was trapped just in the offensive end and had it established. She threw the ball, and it was caught in the front court, but they had not established possession in the offensive end. So it is a Amherst turnover here, forced by that strong Axtell defense. Good call by the officials. See, Melama will kick the ball between the circles here for season Melama, and they'll kick it off here for Miller. Miller gives it off right side for Sophia. Sophia, a little spin move. Melama's shot, no good, but she's fouled, and she'll go to the line. Back official with the call right in front of us with 15.7 to go. And the foul is going to be on Madison Murphy. That'll be her second. So Sophia Melama, free throw, rolls around and good. Nice job of rolling that one around. She makes the first of two. And they'll hand the ball back out to her. She's a 48% free throw shooter, but she makes both of them here. And we'll give Axtell their first lead of the ball game, 11-10. 15.7 to go before the end of the first quarter. Tobenheim gets the ball inbounded, brings it across the timeline, and they are going to call a block here on the Wildcats. Giving up a little bit of ground just at that last moment with Season Melama. She had good position, but kind of slid just a little bit, so she's going to be called for the block. And that'll be her first, team's fifth. 8 seconds left on the dribble left wing. Emily Arnold kicks it now top of the circle here for Tinchner. They give it off right side, drive, scoop, flip, bucket. Good for Sydney Tobenheim. They'll inbound it, and that will do it. Sydney Tobenheim with a nice little scoop, banking it off the glass to give Axtell a lead at the end of one quarter. It's the Broncos 12 and Axtell 11 as we'll head to the second quarter right after this timeout.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Don't worry if it's cold outside. You can check your bank accounts from the comfort of your easy chair with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our mobile app lets you check balances, transfer funds, or pay bills on the go. Banking has never been easier with Nebraska Land National Bank. Stop by today to talk with a personal banker to see how we can serve you, no matter what the temperature is outside. We'll go anywhere with you.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Member FDIC.
And welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC. Amherst will have possession of the ball right in front of us to start the second quarter. And they'll bring it in the offensive end. They give it to Michaela Tinchner, and she has it stolen away. Axtell forces the steal. They're running. Pass on that left side. Jumper no good. And then a foul on the rebound that was pulled down initially by Hannah Kring. Kring couldn't get the shot, but she was hit on the arm, so she'll be shooting two. And again, Amherst with the turnover, and that's really kind of one of the issues here is how will Amherst handle Axtell's pressure. Kring to the line, shooting two. The first one's good. The foul, by the way, was on Martinson, and that is her first. So Kring at the line makes both of them. So she's two for two from the line, and Axtell takes the lead back. This is just their second lead they've had in the ball game. They'll trap the ball a little bit. Martinson brings it across the timeline. It's going to be knocked out of bounds on that far side by Sophia Melama. Melloman stepped in the passing lane, but when you pass it right along that sideline, there just isn't room to make a steal. So it worked well here for Amherst, as now they have in the offensive end. They inbounded around for Arnold. Driving now is going to be Tobenheim. Tobenheim hard to the basket. She's going to be hit on the arm, and she'll have two free throws. And again, one of the seeds to success here for Amherst will be aggressive. Take care of the ball and attack. If you can do that, you can go right back at Axtell here. That's our seeds to success. Brought to you by Craig Weegis, your local Pioneer seed dealer. Where can growers turn for the latest weather, market updates, and agronomy information to get the most out of every acre? Well, that's easy. Pioneer.com and mobilepioneer.com on their smartphone. The great seeds to success for a better yield start with Pioneer and Craig Weegis. Free throw was good, and the second one is also good here for Sydney Tobenheim. So she strokes both of them in, and Amherst now back on top 14-13. Axtell in the offensive end will kick here right wing for Season Melima, who gives it top of the circle for Miller. Now a ball fake by Kit Wells. Little cut left side for Hannah Kring, and Kring going to go in on that left side and score. So Hannah Kring with a nice little drive there, and we'll put Axtell back on top. Another lead change, and we got a timeout being taken here by Coach Klingelhofer. She doesn't call a timeout. That would have been stolen away. So a great timeout to maintain the possession here for Jamie Klingelhofer. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take timeout to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. 7 minutes and some seconds left here in the second quarter. It's 15-14, and Axtell with lead. We're back after this.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating spray-on bed liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating spray-on bed liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
Ball entered inside here to Rubicek. Rubicek has it stripped away. On the run here is Kit Wells. Kit Wells is going to drive, and she's fouled on the way to the basket. So Amherst turns the ball over very quickly into their possession after that timeout. And Rubicek had it taken out of her hands by Wells, and now Wells will go and have a couple of free throws as she was fouled by Arnold. So for Arnold, that is going to be her first foul. And the free throw is no good here for Wells. So Wells misses the first of two. And if Wells can hit the second one, this will be their largest lead of the game. And it is no good. She misses both of them. And it's rebounded out there by Amherst. Snagging the bound was Rubicek. On the bounce is going to be Tobenheim. Tobenheim, they double-team her, and there's going to be a reach called here on Wells. And that is going to be her third foul of the game. So that's her third. Now seven as a team against Axtell. To the free throw line for the front end of a 1-1 comes Sydney Tobenheim. And some decisions here for Kelly Cooksley on what he wants to do with Kit Wells and those three fouls, and he pulls her out of the game. Free throw is up and good, so that'll earn her the bonus. So one more free throw coming up. And Tobenheim, it rolls around, will not fall. And the rebound taken out of there by the Cats. Snagging the bound is going to be Miller. Miller in the offensive end gives it right side for Melima. Great ball movement there by Melima, but a high dribble. She lost it. It's going to be a hell ball. She tracked it down, but it was tied up there by Tincher. So Tincher will move the possession arrow as the arrow is pointing to Axtell. And on the inbounds, Melima's shot no good. Sister with the rebound. Sophia couldn't get that one to fall, but she's going to head to the free throw line. So the Melimas both missing opportunities here, but we do have a foul called on Rubicek. And so two free throws coming up here for Hannah Kring. So Kring at the line, shooting two, and the first foul of the game here on Rubicek. Kring's free throw is up and good. So she makes both free throws, and that is the largest lead of the game here for Axtell. They now lead it by 2 points. 17-15. Sidney Tobenheim, long pass up ahead. Going to be stolen away. Bad pass intercepted by Trampy. Trampy gives it up ahead. And it's going to be a charge in underneath. As stepping in there is Tobenheim to get the charge. So Amherst turns it over, but they get a great defensive play there by Sidney Tobenheim. And that'll be an offensive foul here on Hannah Kring. So that'll energize him a little bit. Jaden Bosshammer being pressured. She's able to get the ball out for Martinson. And back door cut, not in time because Amherst took an extra step with it. And they turn the ball over. Trying to slip through there and get the pass because Axtell is pressuring the ball so well right now. And so Axtell forces yet another turnover. So in the half court end here, Snell will dribble, kick left side, back around top of the circle is Trampy. They're going to enter it inside, and it's going to be knocked away, but they're going to call a foul here on Casey Juergens. She went over the top to commit the foul there. And that is now seven as a team. And so to the free throw line is going to be Kring for the front end of a 1-1. And she hits it. So Kring has another free throw coming. She's a 69% free throw shooter. And a three-point lead now for Axtell. Second free throw is up and good. Kring makes both of them. It's now 19-15. Axtell with the lead. On the bounce here is Sidney Tobenheim. Tobenheim double-teamed, passes it up ahead. Martinson makes the catch and nearly walked with it. Kept that pivot foot, though, and gives the ball back out to Tobenheim. Tobenheim picked up defensively by Snell. Tobenheim had the ball knocked down by Snell. It rolls in the lane. It is going to be a jump ball. Coach Cooksley wanted to get a timeout, but the ball was rolling around. Nobody really had possession of it there. And so the possession arrow is pointing to Amherst. So Axtell will keep playing defense here. And on the baseline, throwing it in is going to be Martinson. Martinson finds a backdoor cutter. Shot's good for Tincher. So Tincher with a nice little cut there. And now driving here is Axtell on the run. Off a screen there is Season Melama. Melama can't get the fall, and Tobenheim pulls down the rebound. Long pass up ahead. Nearly intercepted by Trampy. Trampy loses track of the ball, and Tincher cuts through the back door, and she'll lay it up and in. Nice ball movement there after they broke the press by Amherst, and they've been able to tie things up at 19 here. They got the ball on the last side. Making the catch was Juergens, and Juergens then was able to find Tincher coming in on that back side. And Tincher actually got that pass. That was an easy bucket for her. So Axtell will inbound it here. Snell lobs it in the lane. Back it in here is going to be Sophia Melama, and Melama will score. And so Caesar Melamo will hit the bucket. Lots of pressure being put on the ball. Bouncing through it, though, is going to be Courtney Martinson. And Martinson stops near midcourt. Will throw the ball up ahead. That's Gilbertson. Gilbertson will fire a quick three-pointer. No good. And rebound taken out by Melamo. That's going to be Sophia who comes up with it. Sophia will give it up ahead here for Reagan Miller. Miller on the bounce, gives off here on the left wing for Jordan Popple. Popple facing man-to-man, kicks left side. Ball movement here by Snell with a little fake. Nice pass through the lane, and Trampy had a block. Offensive rebound by Ashley Snell, and Snell will score. Great work there by Snell to come up with the bucket. And we've got a whistle here. As the ball's knocked out of bounds. And it was off of Amherst, so another turnover forced by the Axtell defense. And Season Melama right in front of us will inbound the basketball. Tosses in for Miller. Back to Melama. Back to Miller, top of the circle. And again, they'll give it to Melama. Melama steps into a double team. Can't shoot over the top of Juergens. And we got a timeout here by Coach Cooksley. Good pressure being put on the ball there as they were really surrounding Melama. So a timeout here for Coach Cooksley. Axtell leads at 23-19 with 3:47 to go in the second quarter. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time out to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. We're back after this.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS. Resources for enriching lives.
Axtell will inbound the basketball. Melama had it. We'll try to force it inside for Sophia Melama, and we'll turn it over. Amherst with a nice job there defensively, forcing that turnover. So they bring the offensive end. Martinson will get a nice little screen there by Tobenheim. Back to Tobenheim. Ball knocked loose on the ground. And were they out of bounds? I think Amherst was. Yeah, they were. That ball was rolling around, and on the ground to try to get it was Michaela Tincher, and well, she couldn't quite come up with it, so Amherst will turn the ball over. And pass on that right side, knocked out of bounds by Emily Arnold. And had they been calling real ticky-tack fouls, that probably could have been a foul on Arnold. In any event, it goes over here to Axtell, so really no harm, no foul, as Trampy will inbound it, throw it between the circles here for Melama. Back to Trampy, kicks right wing here for Miller. Miller gets a nice little screen, will step up, fire a three. It is no good. An offensive rebound in underneath. That one will not fall, and it's going to be a hell ball as it was rebounded initially there by Casey Juergens. So Axtell missed a couple of shots on the inside, and there was a offensive rebound there and there by Season Melama, but they couldn't get any shots to fall. Inbound here for Kring. Kring is going to be fouled. Hannah Kring got it, put up that shot immediately, was hit on the arm. And that'll be on Juergens, I believe. Yeah, that's going to be her second. And again, I like the way the officials have called this game. They've let him play. You know, fouls are still fouls, but they've let him play. It hasn't been real ticky-tack. And the free throw here is up and good for Kring. And Kring, as we mentioned, about a 69% free throw shooter. Her work at the line is one of the reasons why she's leading scorer on the team, averaging a little bit over 14 a game. Free throw good, makes it a five-point ball game, hits the second one. It's now a six-point advantage, 25-19, their largest lead of the game here for Axtell. Playing point here is going to be Martinson. Martinson's pass is going to be deflected on that left side and out of bounds off of Season Melama's hands. So Emily Arnold will get the inbounds, tries to force it on the inside. Ball is going to be knocked loose into the hands of Jordan Popple, and then Popple has the ball tied up. Good hustle fighting for that ball back by Tincher. And Tincher's played very, very well here. And Amherst will get the ball back, so both teams turn the ball over. Ball inbounded, down low, knocked away. Reaching in there with Season Melama to knock it away. So Amherst will inbound on the baseline. Triggering it in here is going to be Martinson. 5-second count going on. She'll give it between the circles here for Tincher. Tincher, a little penetration, kicks right side for Tobenheim. And Sydney Tobenheim will drain the three-pointer. So Tobenheim with the three-pointer. She now has 12 points in the game. Jordan Popple tries to enter it inside. And Emily Arnold's going to come up with the ball here with a lot of defense. And then it's going to be a hell ball. And Axtell will get the ball right back. So we swap turnovers. Nice play there by Arnold. But then Arnold really was kind of trapped immediately. And Axtell got the ball right back. They'll lob it in. Top of the circle. Three-pointer up and good. Season Melama stokes in the three-pointer. And it's a six-point lead. And long pass going to be intercepted here by Popple. So Popple gets the turnover on the run. Loses the ball on the way up. And coming up with the ball is going to be Arnold. Arnold gets the ball back out here for Tobenheim as Tobenheim will bring in the offensive end with the pass on that right side to Martinson. Back to Tobenheim. Tobenheim had it knocked away momentarily to Miller. Will work it around the perimeter. Now Tincher's going to fire a three. It's going to be no good. And the rebound is out in the hands of the Wildcats. On the bounce here is going to be Miller. Miller Brings it around here on the right side. Three-pointer on that right side again here for Melama. Shot no good. Offensive rebound by Kring. And the ball is going to be tipped into the hands of Arnold. So Arnold comes up with the basketball. We'll throw it up ahead here for Tincher. Tincher, they've got numbers. Kicks it out for Tobenheim, who's going to fire a three. And she hits the three. Sydney Tobenheim stroking in another three-pointer. Got 15 in the game, and we've got a three-point ball game again with a minute 25 to go before halftime. On the drive here is Snell. Snell gives it off on the right side. Driving in here is Miller, and Miller is going to be fouled on the way to the basket. So Tobenheim is going to be called for the foul. That is just her first. And so two free throws here for Miller. And the free throw is up and good. So Miller makes the first of two free throws. That's her first point of the ball game. So one more free throw on the way here for Miller. And that one hits the back of the iron, but nice shooter's touch deadens it. And Axtell pushes their lead back out to five. They now lead at 30-25. Tobenheim facing some pressure, is able to get it to Martinson. Martinson dribbles across the timeline, gets a nice little screen there, and then they double-team the ball. It's going to be a hell ball, and the possession arrow is pointing to Amherst still. So they'll move the arrow. And we'll bring in the offensive end. So Popple checks into the game. And around the perimeter, Tobenheim gets it, fires a three. It is no good, and we've got a foul on the rebound. That will go on Amherst. Oh, check that. It's going to be on Axtell. My apologies. So we'll stay on this end and shoot free throws. The foul is going to be on Trampy. That's going to be her second. So Amherst to the line, shooting. Here is going to be Michaela Tincher, and Tincher's free throw is good. So she makes that one to cut the lead down to four. 30-26, 57.7 to go. Here in the second quarter, second free throw, dead, solid, perfect. And now Michaela has 6 points in the ball game. So 53 seconds to go here before halftime. Popple will dribble, give it top of the circle here for Snell. Pass in the lane, going to be intercepted. Making the steal is going to be Tobenheim. Another Axtell turnover. And Tobenheim gave it away. Now splits the defense, still has the dribble. Stops on that right side. Backdoor cut here for Bosshammer. They throw it down low. It missed the target, and Amherst has just turned the ball over. Back to battle for Axtell is going to be Hannah Kring. She'll come back in. Also in for the Cats is Reagan Miller. Coming up in just a little bit, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. 30-27, 3-point lead here for Axtell, and they've got the basketball. They get it left side here for Snell. They're working the clock a little bit. Season Melman, though, attacks a little bit with the penetration. They get on the baseline here for Kring. Kring loses it in the lane, trying to get the ball back, does, and so it will not be a turnover. In spite of the fact there was pretty good defense there by Bosshammer. So Axtell will inbound it, and they'll inbound on the baseline, and they'll start from the half-court line and run up, and they get it to Miller. Miller's going to fire a three, and she's fouled. We'll shoot three. They closed out on her, and it's going to be a foul here on Tincher, and that is going to be her second. So to the free throw line for Axtell is going to be Miller shooting three of them, and the first one is good. So she's shooting three here. First one's up and in. Second one is now on the way with 15.4 to go. It's good. Miller, a 50% free throw shooter on the season. Well, that number's going to improve with this trip. And she's got one more free throw coming up here. Bends the knees. Free throw is up and in. She makes all three of them. And it's a 6-point lead. Ball inbounded here On the dribble is going to be Bosshammer. Bosshammer across the timeline loses it. It's going to be stolen away. Sees him element, kicks it up ahead here for Snell. Snell shot's no good. We got foul on the rebound. And back to the line is going to come Kring. Kring missed the putback. Amherst with another turnover. And Kring now will have two free throws with 2.9 to go. And Juergens has been called for her third foul of the game. And the free throw good. So Kring makes the first one. It's now 34-27, 2.9 to go before halftime. Second free throw is up and in. See what Amherst can do. They inbound it to Arnold. Arnold just throws the ball up ahead and just throws it up there hoping something good will happen. And it's well short. And so we'll head to the locker rooms. Axtell will head to that locker room with a 35-27 lead over Amherst. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report coming up right after this.
The game is just more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics Sports Bar in Kearney. Follow the Huskers and the rest of college basketball, as well as the NBA, on one of their 23 high-definition televisions, including two huge HD projection TVs. Treat yourself to a wide variety of appetizers, sandwiches, pizza, wings, burgers, and even a kids menu that will make you stand up and cheer. Check out the bullpen and a new addition for even more fun. Basketball is more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks, Central Avenue in Kearney. Now's the time to get in touch with Craig Weegis, your Pioneer sales professional, to learn about the early pay savings program options. There's still time to choose from two payment periods, each with its own level of savings. Whichever you select, you'll get the financial rewards of using industry-leading products and technologies. Act before November 20th to take advantage of the 10% cash discount from DuPont Pioneer. For more information, contact your local Pioneer sales professional, Craig Weegis. Science with service, delivering success.
There's a lot of satisfaction that comes from making things grow. Whether it's a family, a field of grain, or the balance in your savings account. When you make something grow, you can't help but grow a little yourself. As a community ag bank, helping you make things grow is why we're here. Our ag lenders know agriculture, and they're local. Stop by and see us. Let's talk. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
And welcome back here to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. We're here at the Viero Event Center, halftime of our first game of the night. And right now, Axtell has the lead over Amherst, 35-27. A very productive second quarter here for Axtell. They outscored Amherst 24-15, and are able to take that 8-point lead in the locker room, and leading the way for them in terms of scoring here in the ball game. Hannah Kring is leading the way with 16 points for Axtell. Season Melima has 7. Sophia Melima has 2 points. Reagan Miller with 5. Off the bench, Ashley Snell's got 3. Sam Trampy with a couple of points as well here for the Wildcats, who, as we mentioned, lead it now 35-27. And over half the points here for Amherst in the first half coming from Sydney Tobenheim. Tobenheim with 15 in the game. Casey Juergens has 4. Courtney Martinson has a couple of points. And then off the bench, great effort here so far by Michaela Tincher. She's got 6 points here at intermission. So there's the individual numbers. We'll try to put together some more team numbers and trying to see if we can talk with one of the coaches of our second game. Our second game tonight will have Elm Creek taking on Pleasanton. Pleasanton with a little bit of an upset in the quarterfinals as the number 6 seed got past Wilcox 41-24 and second seeded Elm Creek over Overton in the quarterfinals on Monday 47-40. So we're going to take a quick break. When we continue with more of the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, we're going to try to total up some numbers and hopefully have a chance to talk with Coach Mike Ford of Elm Creek. We'll do that as we continue with more of the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Ryan Trampy is a very proud supporter of all area sports. Ever wonder what sets Channel Seed products apart from other seed? It's a direct connection to Monsanto, a company consistently recognized as a leader in seed and trait technology. Tested globally, locally, and then combined with the latest traits and treatments to ensure performance potential on your acres. Thanks to the farmers, Channel Seed is now the third largest seed corn brand and fourth largest soybean seed brand in the country. Best of luck to all the athletes today from Ryan Trampy, your Channel Seed dealer.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And welcome back here to the Vero Event Center at halftime, 35-27, as Axtell has the lead over Amherst. Our second game tonight will have second-seeded Elm Creek taking on Pleasanton. Elm Creek in their quarterfinal game got past Overton 47-40 to earn themselves a trip here to the Vero Event Center. And kind enough to join us to talk about it as we get them all wired up here is Mike Ford, head girls basketball coach here for Elm Creek. Appreciate the time, Mike.
Yeah, no problem.
Hey, let's talk a little bit about your quarterfinal game, 47-40. You just look at that on the surface and go, wow, that's probably a little bit closer than what, looking at the outside that you
sure.
would think it would be.
Sure. You know what? We had those guys the previous Friday, and whenever you're going against a rival school and play each other that quick turnaround, it's going to be tough. It was just one of those games where we just couldn't get any distance, and then they made a nice little run on us late. But the girls showed some composure and hit some free throws towards the end to make it a 7-point win.
Just making it a little exciting there.
Sure,
huh?
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely.
Might as well make it interesting. On the season, you guys obviously playing very well. Second seed in the conference. Axtell undefeated so far in the conference. Are they ahead of everybody? Do you really kind of feel that you're on par with them? I mean, again, I don't want to look past Pleasanton tonight, but just overall, in terms of you look at the Final Four, how do you kind of see where Axtell fits in that?
I think, you know, he does a really nice job with his girls. He's got some nice-sized girls, kids that have a fairly high IQ, and so what he does defensively puts a lot of teams in bad situations, and when they're able to get turnovers and extra possessions, they're going to be able to create some separation and do well in our conference, and he's done that thus far.
So that's enough of that. Let's talk a little bit about Pleasanton, because obviously that's a team you know pretty well. What are they doing so well right now? Again, they opened up some eyes with an upset win the other night.
Again, I think our conference comes down to who's playing really good defense. I don't know if we have really high-level guards in our conference this year, and so the defense kind of has the upper hand. And I think whatever set of guards handles pressure the best will do that team will do very well in the tournaments, and I think we'll win the conference tournament. But we just don't have guards that are able to handle really high levels of pressure. And so when teams bum rush them, they're going to get themselves into some bad situations.
Well, I think all four teams that are here are teams that do like to pressure the ball.
Yep.
I mean, it really fits in with exactly what you're saying here.
Yep.
So obviously for your game tonight, I mean, is it just easy enough to say that whoever is able to handle the press the next three games is who's going to get the big piece of hardware?
And that's what I told that's what I told my kids. I don't think we have to do anything particularly special. You know, shooting in an arena like this, not in a you know, claustrophobic gym, it's going to get some of those shooters during a game. But I think you come out, you play tough defense, you find the rebounds. I think any team can score enough points to win. It comes down to stops.
And you bring up one other interesting point with big open spaces here, but it's a little bit darker in the background. It's not a bad arena to really kind of shoot in.
No, it's one of those things where I think teams that have been here for you know, 2 or 3 years in a row, I think do have an upper hand, and not that this is much of a circus, but it's different than our hometown gyms and presents some different struggles. But I think that the defense is going to show championship basketball, and I think that the team that can handle that defense is going to do well.
Well, one last question, Mike. I know you've been watching the first half. Your evaluation, and again, it kind of falls down to who handles the ball again, right?
Yeah, it comes down to if Hammers finds a way to break this press, I think they're going to be fine. And they're only, you know, down 8 points right now, but there are those last two or three turnovers was the difference between a three-point deficit and an eight-point deficit. So it comes down to finding ways to break aggressive defense.
And Mike, appreciate the time.
No problem.
Thanks. See you in a little bit. Mike Ford, the head girls basketball coach at Elm Creek. They'll be taking on Pleasanton here in a little bit. We're at halftime of the Axtell-Amherst game, and right now Axtell has a 35-27 lead. One last 30-second break. We'll be back with the second half right after this.
First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC, good luck, athletes.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation is a trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. We did join you a little bit late. Amherst was able to enter the ball in down low to Madison Murphy. Murphy was then held, and so she'll go to the line and shoot two. The foul is on Season Melema, and for Melema, that is going to be her second foul. So Murphy makes the first of two free throws, and the second one is also up and good. So she makes both of them, and they'll make it now 35-29. So a good start to the second half here for Amherst as they get the ball down low, collect a foul against one of the Melema sisters, and then get a couple of points out of it. That went pretty well. Kit Wells will kick the ball off left side, and they'll get the ball off to Season Melema, who hits the left-handed jumper, left side jumper, rather, and she'll hit the bucket. So Axtell was able to answer right back. Tobenheim on the bounce here. Dribbles to that right side. Going to be shut off there by Kit Wells. Entry pass knocked away. And that loose ball is going to be picked up by Kit Wells. So Wells with the defensive rebound brings it in this offensive end. And they'll get it off here to Wells. Top of the circle. Little drive in the lane. Shot up. No good here for Axtell, and another rebound by Tobenheim. So Tobenheim snags the bound and will bring in the offensive end. Entry pass, going to be stolen away. Nice read there by Kring. She's got the steal. We'll give it off here left side. Bounce pass will go in the hands of Miller, and Miller will score. So Kring steps in, makes the steal, and is able to get the ball over to Miller for an easy bucket, a two-on-one fast break. Martinson kicks the ball up ahead here for Tobenheim. Tobenheim will drive the lane, takes it off glass. Shot won't fall, and the ball is still being ping-ponged around down there. Pinballed around, and it was last touched by Amherst as it goes out of bounds. Well, I think the change in temperatures and the contact of the rubber mats on the ice, there's an exercise in expansion and contraction going on here. It's actually moving my chair. Either that or we're having an earthquake. I'm going to go with the ice thing. The ball is inbounded here for Tobenheim. Tobenheim stops, gets it to the elbow. That's Juergens. Juergens' jumper, no good. A nice look at it. Shot doesn't fall, and it's going to be Axtell in the offensive end. Popple is the one that pulled down the rebound. Will dribble on that right side. Jumper, no good. And snagging the rebound is Amherst. So after pulling down that defensive rebound, Martinson will bring in the offensive end. And she'll get it off right side here for Tobenheim. Pass is tipped, and Amherst turns the ball over again. It's in the hands of Snell. Snell leads the break, takes it off glass. That's a tough left-handed layup there by Snell. But Snell hits it, and we've got a timeout being taken by Amherst. 5:48 to go here, third quarter. Axtell has pushed the lead out to a dozen. 41-29. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time out to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. We're back after this.
Are you being held hostage by today's propane prices? At three times the normal level, you need to call Anderson Brothers and fight back. Both air and water source heat pump designs are available from Carrier. Up to 75% of their energy is from the air and ground around your home. Energy that is both renewable and free to you. Let Carrier technology help you heat and cool your home. Turn to the experts at Anderson Brothers Electric Plumbing and Heating. Call 308-236-6437 or 995-4481 today.
Welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth here at the VRL Event Center. A 12-point lead right now for Axtell, 41-29. And the ball is going to be inbounded here to Emily Arnold. Amherst called the timeout. Now they trap as soon as they get across the timeline. Murphy has that left side, and it's going to be taken away by Kring. So another Amherst turnover. Kring on the dribble. Drives all the way down to the baseline, banks it off the glass, and Axtell adds to the lead. Hannah Kring with a great drive now has 18 in the game. Emily Arnold nearly threw it in the backcourt, but tracking down that loose ball is going to be Martinson, and the ball is going to go around the perimeter, and it's going to be a little push. Going to be called here on Amherst. So it will be an Amherst turnover. And then the foul on top of that is going to go against Arnold. So Emily Arnold with the turnover, with the foul after that turnover. And on the bounce here is going to be Kit Wells. Wells will give it off on the right side for Jordan Popple. Popple's going to drive. Awkward looking shot, and it's going to go out of bounds. They're going to say it was not touched by Casey Juergens. So that'll just be an Axtell air ball in traffic there. Courtney Martinson's going to face some pressure. She's going to inbound the ball here for Tincher. Tincher, long pass up ahead for Tobenheim. They break the press, and a layup here for Casey Juergens. They broke the press, and a great pass by Tobenheim from midcourt to get it to Juergens on the baseline, and Juergens then cashes in. Wells on the bounce. Will hand the ball off here for Popple. Popple kicks left side. Penetration on the baseline for Snell. Snell with a quick little jumper. It's no good. And Tobenheim pulls down the bound. Tobenheim facing some pressure. Will throw the ball up ahead. They get it in the hands here of Martinson. Martinson drives the baseline, looking to kick it back out. And she's not able to connect with Murphy. That'll be another Amherst turnover. So we got a timeout being taken here by Amherst. 4:33 to go in the third quarter. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. 43-31, a 12-point lead for Axtell. We're back after this.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
And welcome back here to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. As Axtell right now in control, 43-31. This is their largest lead of the ballgame. And they continue to have success with their press as they've been able to build a 12-point lead. So it kind of forces Amherst to kind of talk about it a little bit, figure out what they want to do. And now Axtell up by a dozen. They've got the basketball. Let's see if Jamie Klingelhofer's been able to kind of fix a few things here as Kit Wells will bring in the offensive end. We'll give the ball off to Popple. Back out here for Miller. And again, Amherst is going to have to put some pressure on the ball as well. Paul's on the baseline here for Sophia Melama. And Melama then is going to be fouled. Nope, they're going to say before the foul or the ball tied up, both of which could have happened. When the whistle blew, I thought they were going to call a foul. But what it is, it's a timeout here for Axtell. 4:17 to go here in the third quarter. Axtell forced the call to timeout. Brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. They still lead it by a dozen. Back after this.
Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company of Axtell is a proud supporter of high school sports. See Scandinavian Mutual today to see how they can get you the best rates for property and personal liability insurance. They have been providing insurance solutions to their customers in South Central Nebraska since 1885. They're now also writing auto insurance policies through AAA. Contact the professionals at Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company in Axtell today. Toll free at 800-874-9443. That's 800-874-9443. 9443.
Axtell able to inbound the basketball on the baseline. Now they get it in the lane. A little runner here in traffic for Popple, and Popple will score. Nice ball movement, and Popple is able to add to the lead here. 14-point lead, 45-31 for Axtell. Long pass up ahead, trying to break the press. It is tipped off the hands of Axtell and out of bounds. They nearly went off of Casey Juergens. It was tipped away from her. She reached for it, and then at the last minute pulled her arm back and thought better of trying to come up with it that far underneath the basket. So Amherst has it. They inbound it for Taubenheim, and Taubenheim saves the ball as it went off of Rubicek's feet and steal then, and on the other end, and it's an easy layup there for Reagan Miller. So Miller lays it up after that Amherst turnover, and probably Popple would have been better advised not to save it, but she's being aggressive. Long pass. Going to be turned over, another Amherst turnover here into the hands of Season Melima. Season will kick the ball back out here for Popple. Popple, little runner in the lane, back of the iron, no good. And coming up, the rebound is going to be Juergens. So Juergens will pick up her dribble just short of midcourt, and it'll be knocked away right in front of us. And again, just nothing is easy, and Ashley Snell will knock the ball away. Wildcats will make a trio of substitutions as Hannah Kring checks back into the ball game with Season Melima, and also out there, who else was the other one that came in? Samantha Trampy is the third one that came in. Madison Murphy gets the inbounds, being picked up there by Trampy, and she'll get it between the circles here for Juergens. Juergens pass over for Taubenheim. Taubenheim is going to be stopped. And they'll work the ball back around. Trampy gets the ball back. Taubenheim gets the ball back. Will lob the ball on the baseline. Little runner here for Martinson. Martinson will pass the ball back out. Driving here is going to be Tincher. And there'll be another Amherst turnover. On the run come the Wildcats. And we're going to have a foul here on Taubenheim as she stops the layup by Sophie Melima. And a little frustration. A little not going to give up an easy bucket here. And Taubenheim going to be called for her second foul. And this one's starting to slip away from Amherst. They trail it 47-30. And the free throw is up and good here for Season Melima. So she makes the first of two. Bossamer going to check back in for Amherst. Also back in the ball game is going to come Rubicek. Second free throw for Melima, a little bit short, and it's going to be rebounded there by Rubicek. So Rubicek pulls down the defensive rebound, and on the bounce here is going to be Martinson. Martinson's pass is going to be another turnover. Went down the sideline, and I don't think Odell Beckham Jr. could have made that catch. 2:37 to go, third quarter, 48-30, 18-point lead here for Axtell. And the Wildcats will bring in the offensive end after forcing another turnover. Unofficially 26 in the game here against Amherst. Entry pass down low, shot off glass, good. Great entry pass inside for Sophia Melima. And Melima makes it now 30-20. Excuse me, a 20-point lead, 50-30. Quick low runner on the baseline, no good. Fighting for the rebound is Kring. Kring's able to pull it down after the Amherst miss, and she'll kick the ball up here on the left side for Trampy. Trampy throws it on that left wing, shot no good, a three-pointer over there, but the rebound is tipped out to Jordan Popple. Popple comes up with it, and ball is going to be back out here for Murphy. And we're going to have a foul called here. That'll go against Axtell. And for Axtell, they say the foul is on Sophia Melima. That is her second. Pretty good pressure being put on the ball right now, but Emily Arnold will bring it across the timeline, and then a little hand check is going to be called on Reagan Miller. So Miller called for the foul. Don't forget on our sister station, Kearney Catholic and Ravenna in the boys' quarterfinals of the Luplat Conference Tournament. They're a little bit behind schedule here because of the weather. Taubenheim has it on that right side. She's going to drive, runs into a lot of traffic, and there'll be a foul on somebody wearing a white jersey. Two shots coming up here for Taubenheim. She ran into a couple of different people, so I'm not sure who they're going to give it to. And they settle on Sophia Melema. That's going to be her third. So Taubenheim for two free throws. At last report, the Ravenna girls lead Ord 24-17. That was at halftime. Free throw for Taubenheim, no good. So she's got one more coming up. And it rolls around, and is good. So 50-31 now. Entry pass on that baseline. They'll kick it back in the lane. Nice little pass, and Kring's going to go to the line. Nice little pass on that inside that got it to season Melamo, gave it to Kring flying through the lane, and then Kring hit on the arm, and she'll go to the line after Juergens is called for her fourth foul. St. Paul leads Adams Central, 47-35 after three. That's in girls action. Kring's free throw is no good. And Ord now trailing Ravenna, 38-24 as they head to the fourth quarter. So they'll get the ball back out to Kring. Kring's free throw was good. So it's now 51-31. Back to a 20-point advantage for Axtell with a minute 16 to go here in the third quarter. Ball back in the hands here of Martinson. Martinson long pass up ahead to Taubenheim. Taubenheim on the bounce. We'll now kick it off here left wing for Martinson. Martinson's going to fire a three. It's no good. And rebounded by Axtell. Axtell winning the rebounding battle. They're winning the turnover battle, and the win in the scoreboard battle, 51-31. Pass into the corner, left side for Kring. Kring looking inside now is going to be Miller. Amherst going man-to-man. They give it right side here for Wells, who kicks on that right side for Hannah Kring. Kring's going to drive, take it off glass, and score. Hannah Kring having a huge game. She now has 21 points. She's got 21. Season Melma has 10. There's 31 points right there, and they lead it now 53-32. 25 seconds left. Ball knocked loose. Going to be a steal with the layup chance here. It's going to be Miller, and Miller's going to lay it up and in. So another Amherst turnover turns into a bucket again for Axtell. 12 seconds to go. Pass up ahead here in the third quarter to Rubicek. Rubicek throws it down low. It's going to be tied up by Kring as they got it into Taubenheim, and the possession arrow is pointing to Axtell with 7.7 to go. So that'll be a turnover here against Amherst. But now Axtell only has a few seconds to do something with it. Ball inbounded. Finally picking it up is going to be Wells. Wells, 5 seconds left. Off a screen. Gives it off here on the right side for Miller. Miller for three. Hits the front of the iron. And that's going to be it at the buzzer. The third quarter belonged to Axtell. And they have a 24-point lead as we head to the fourth quarter. It's 55-32. And we're back right after this timeout.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing, certified repair. No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Kearney Towing and Repair.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
And welcome back here. Yeah, by the way, at the end of the first quarter, Kearney Catholic leads Ravenna 8-5. That game is on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Here in the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth, back out at the Vero Event Center, where Amherst has a lot of work to do as they start the fourth quarter with the basketball. They trail it 55-32, and they do have, as I mentioned, possession of it first. They give it off on that left side for Tobenheim. Tobenheim again, nice little screen from Rubicek and Arnold, and give the ball back out to Arnold. Arnold, top of the circle, gets it out here for Martinson. Martinson gets a screen from Tobenheim. Now Tobenheim gets the ball in the lane. A little floater, no good, and it's off of Amherst and out of bounds. So Amherst right now just not hitting on those cylinders. They're going to have to find some way and make this exciting real quick. Otherwise, it's going to be Axtell playing for all the marbles on Saturday here on ESPN. Entry pass on the inside, tipped away. Axtell loses possession. Arnold comes up with it as she was in the lane. Now she's going to drive all the way down to the lane herself, and she's going to be fouled. So nice job attacking there by Arnold, and she'll go to the line and shoot a couple as Emily Arnold was hit on the arm. And the foul is going to be called on Axtell's Jordan Popple. That'll be her first. And the free throw is up and no good for Arnold. So she's got one more coming up here. It's 7:15 to go. Second free throw is up and good. So she makes one out of two. And the ball's going to be inbounded here for Kit Wells. Wells will be picked up by Michaela Tincher as she gets across the timeline. Gives it off on the left side. Samantha Trampy. Trampy will give it off on that right wing. A little runner here by Popple. Shot's no good. And it was last touched by Amherst. So Axtell missed the shot, but they'll keep the possession going here as Tincher couldn't come up with that loose ball. Checking back in here for Amherst. Going to be Madison Murphy. She'll come back in. Rubicek will come out. So Murphy back in there on the defensive end. As Wells will inbound it, and the shot's no good, but a foul called as they got it to Kring flying through the lane on that inbounds, and she caught and shot all in one motion. And the foul is going to be on Murphy. Welcome back to the game, Madison Murphy. You just picked up your third foul. So the free throw rolls around and is no good. It's one of the few things that hasn't fallen here for Hannah Kring in the ball game, because Kring has 21 points. She takes her time at the line. Her second free throw that time. Drains it. And they'll inbound it for Tobenheim. Amherst facing that long pressure, that hard pressure there. Kicks it up ahead with a long pass to Tincher. And she'll get the ball back out here for Martinson. Martinson on the dribble, gives it for Tobenheim. Tobenheim looks on the inside for Murphy. She'll step back, fire a three. Back of the iron, no good. And the rebound going to be taken out of there, and then Tobenheim forces a turnover. Well, Axtell got the rebound there as Melma had the rebound, but then turned the ball over. So Amherst will inbound it, and they get it into Tobenheim. Tobenheim has used up her dribble, works it around for Emily Arnold. Arnold's picked up there defensively by Popple. Tobenheim is going to dribble inside the three-point arc, puts up a long two. It's no good, and we've got a foul on the rebound. Well, I'm sorry, they didn't call a foul. They're just going to say that it was on the baseline there as one of the Broncos was touching, so it will be a team rebound here for Axtell. And they pointed at one of the players. I thought they were going to call a foul on him. Kit Wells brings it across the timeline. Now a little penetration here by Season Melema. Melema losing the ball, and it's going to be a held ball as it rolled out for Martinson, but Melema still fighting for it, and the possession arrow is pointing to Amherst. So it will be an Axtell turnover, and the Broncos will have the ball with 6:08 to go here in the fourth quarter. So pressure being put on again here by Axtell, and they'll make the steal. That pass going to be intercepted by Sophia Melema, and then Melema turned it over. So Amherst fighting for the ball right back was Tobenheim, and we just swapped turnovers here with about 6 minutes to go in the game. And Amherst has been battling. They led much of the first quarter. But since then, the game has really been taken over here by Axtell, and they'll steal the inbounds play here. Coming up with it is Miller. Miller will drive the lane, and she'll now head to the line as she was hit. Didn't really have numbers, but she had a head of steam ahead of her after making the steal after another Amherst turnover. And so it's going to be Miller at the line shooting two. After the foul was called on the Broncos. The free throw by Miller is up and good. She's got one more coming. Second free throw rolls that one in as well. So she makes both of them. We got a timeout here for Axtell. 5:51 to go here. Fourth quarter. Axtell in control. 58-33. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. We're back after this.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
Welcome back here to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Local people, local decisions, local ownership, Nebraska Land National Bank member, FDIC. And right now, it's a pretty impressive lead here for Axtell, 58-33. They are taking care of business. And right now, on our sister station, don't forget, Classic Hits 98.9 FM, Kearney Catholic and Ravenna. Not a lot of offense. Kearney Catholic with an 8-5 lead as that game is probably midway through the second quarter. We only have the end of the first quarter score, and it's 8-5. So on the bounce on that right side, driving here is going to be Tincher. Tincher kicks the ball back around top of the circle here for Bosshammer. Bosshammer will give the ball off for Murphy. Murphy working the ball back around. Nice ball movement around the perimeter here as they get it out to Bosshammer. She's going to skip it out here for Emily Arnold, 15 feet away. She'll then throw the pass on that last side for Tincher. It was intended for her, but missed the target. And Amherst will turn the ball over again. 33 turnovers by Amherst here in the ball game. And 33 points. They trail it 58-33. Axtell on the offensive end. They get it off for Season Melima. Now on the right side there for Snell. Snell throws it top of the circle here for Miller. Miller gave it away. Now gets it back. She's playing catch over there with Season Melima. Melima then is going to dribble on that right wing. Shot's going to be no good. And a rebound taken out on that inside there by Trampy. Trampy can't get the shot to fall. Another offensive rebound as Trampy will again try to tip it up and then we've got a foul on the rebound. Trampy with an offensive rebound, fighting for that second rebound after the miss, and she's going to go over the back of Bosshammer, and so that'll be a foul on Trampy. That'll be her third, and as a team now, that's six on Axtell, so if they commit another one, it will send Amherst to the free throw line. Madison Miller going to check in here for Amherst. And Miller on the bounce brings in the offensive end. She'll give off here on the right side for Murphy. Murphy back out for Tincher. And the ball is going to be out of bounds. Dribbling on that right sideline. Stepping on the sideline is going to be Bosshammer. So another Amherst turnover. And again, Axtell will bring in the offensive end. I'll give right side here for Emmy Nickel, who checked in a little bit ago. She gets the ball off here for Season Melima. Off on that right side for Nickel, and Nickel will turn it over. I think she was looking to see who was on the defensively, who was in front of her, didn't see that the ball was coming, and so by the time she reacted to the ball, it went off of her fingertips. And with 4:25 to go in the basketball game, Amherst will bring in the offensive end. Bosshammer on the bounce on the baseline, trailing it 58-33. They'll work it around now for Tobenheim. Tobenheim on the right wing enters it inside here for Juergens. Juergens turnaround jumper, no good, but she's hit on the arm, so she'll be shooting a couple. And the foul will be here on Trampy. That's going to be her fourth. And so Juergens shooting a couple. And the first one's good. 58-34 with 4:11 to go here in the fourth quarter. Amherst going to fall now to 12-8 on the season. They'll be in the consolation game on Saturday. That game will be at 2 o'clock. And the free throw is up and good. And then the steal on the inbounds. Madison Murphy makes the steal and then is fouled. So Axtell turns the ball over on the inbounds. Madison Murphy doing a little battling here. She's going to be hit on the arm, so she's going to be going to the line for a couple. Jordan Popple is going to be called for the foul, so two free throws coming up here by Murphy. She'll be rewarded for a nice defensive play, and the free throw is no good. So she misses the first two. And she has one more forthcoming. And that free throw rolls around, no good. Rebound taken out by the Cats. On the bounce here is Snell. Snell in the offensive end. Work the ball back around the perimeter. Driving here is going to be Jordan Popple. Popple gets the ball back out here for Trampy. Trampy drives. And Trampy on the way to the basket, fouled. And she was in the process trying to put up a shot, so she'll go to the line and shoot a couple here. And the foul is going to be on Casey Juergens, and Juergens now has fouled out of the ball game. That is her fifth personal foul. So she'll come out, and Courtney Martinson will check back into the game here. Sierra Rubicek also checked into the game for Axtell. Zoe Dahlgren going to come into the game for the first time. And again, at the free throw line, going to be Trampy. Trampy's free throw is a little bit short on the first one. She's got one more coming. 3:55 to go here, fourth quarter, 58-35. And if the free throw is good here, Amherst will make a substitution. The free throw is no good, though. And the rebound going to be taken out by Madison Murphy. So Murphy snags the bound. On the bounce here is going to be Martinson. Martinson on a little penetration here. Stopped by Popple. They'll work the ball back around here for Murphy. Gives it off right side. Tobenheim is going to fire a three-pointer. It's no good. Ball is tied up, but I think we're going to call a foul. Yeah. We'll go to the other end of the court here as the foul is going to go on Amherst. And so we'll have a 1-1 on the other end. And the foul is going to be on Rubicek. That's going to be her second. So both teams now are in the bonus. And for Axtell, Madison Eckhoff will give her credit for a rebound. And she's going to go to the free throw line for the front end of a 1-1. And it's just about everybody for both Amherst and Axtell are going to have the opportunity to say that they played here at the Viero Event Center, which, by the way, is a great venue. I talk about it every year when we get here for the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. It is a fun environment. It's cozy, but yet it's nice and spacious. The free throw is no good. And Martinson will bring in the offensive end. They'll kick off here on the right side. On the dribble is Miller. Miller gives it. And a quick little jumper there on the left wing by Bailey Peterson, and it's off of Peterson's hands and out of bounds. Well, neither team really shooting the basketball extremely well here. Amherst is 10 of 30. Axtell is 17 of 42 overall from the field. Around the perimeter goes Axtell as Paige Kirby and Emmy Nickel playing a little catch, and they'll get Caitlin Callen involved in the game here. They'll give it off here for Nickel. Nickel on that right side. Quick little jumper by Axtell. No good. Long rebound going to be taken out there by Zoe Dahlgren. So Dahlgren with the offensive rebound keeps the series alive. Nickel's going to drive. Ball is loose. Sierra Rubicek is able to pull down the defensive rebound. And here we go with the Broncos in the offensive end. Boss Hammer on the bounce. We'll bring the ball back around. And then we'll stop on the left side. Quick little jumper over there for Miller, and the ball goes out of bounds. Well, they're going to say that a foul caused it to go out of bounds. So going over back on the rebound is going to be Axtell's Caitlin Callen. That'll be her first foul. So a free throw coming up here for Peterson. Peterson's free throw is up and good. So Bailey Peterson strokes in the free throw. That'll earn her one more. And the second free throw looks short and is short. Doesn't draw any iron, so It will be Axtell basketball. I believe it's the final. St. Paul over Adams Central, 64-45. That's in girls action. And Ord over Ravenna. I think Ravenna was up most of that game. It says Ord over Ravenna, but I think Ravenna was up. We'll double-check that. But 50-29 was the score there. And I think, again, Ravenna with the win in that ball game. Ball loose on the inside. And Paige Kirby on the inside makes a little put back as they fought for the basketball. Ball down low. Sierra Rubicek, quick little jumper. That's no good. And snagging the rebound here is going to be Kirby again. So Kirby with the rebound. Not bad work for somebody who's 5'5", an offensive rebound and then a defensive rebound. Pass back out here is going to be stolen by Miller. Miller's going to try the layup in transition, and she'll score. So she makes the steal and then the layup. And it's now 38-60 with a minute 35 to go. Top of the circle with the basketball here is going to be Emmy Nickel. Nickel gave it away, now gets it back, and she'll fire a three. That's going to go out of bounds. Last touch by Axtell. For Amherst, checking in is going to be Monica Murphy. So she'll check in, and inbounding the ball here is going to be Mickelson. And Michaela Mickelson will get the ball here to Miller. Miller working against some pressure by Emmy Nickel, loses the basketball, so another Amherst turnover, and we're going to lose the basketball on that far side, so Axtell turns the ball right back over with a minute 17 to go. It was Ord over Ravenna, and some of the information we had earlier was incorrect, so we got that all straightened out. So Ord with the win over Ravenna. Left side jumper here for Amherst. Up, no good. Nice work in the corner. And a long jumper won't fall here for Bosshammer. So Bosshammer tries to hit the putback, but wasn't able to hit the shot. And coming out with the basketball for Axtell is going to be Kirby. And Kirby helps throw the ball on the inside. And putting up the shot immediately was Emmy Nickel. And Nickel hit on the arm, so she's going to shoot a couple. So 47.2 to go here, 60-38, a 22-point lead for Axtell, and number 22 will try to add to it. Emmy Nichols' free throw rolls around, and no good. Boy, that was about three-quarters of the way down, and it just kind of spit out of there. So she'll have one more crack at it here. And the free throw bounces, no good, and rebound out to the Broncos. Murphy pulls down the rebound. And will help bring into the offensive end. Between the circles, there's Bailey Peterson. Peterson gets it inside for Murphy. Murphy will drive. Nice dish in underneath. And the bucket good for Mickelson. Murphy with a great pass to set up Mickelson. Now there's 25 seconds to go in a 20-point ball game. On the bounce here is going to be Nickel. Nick will give it right side. Long jumper here for Callen. And she'll hit a two. Just inside the three-point arc was Caitlin Callen. And she'll make it now 62-40. 10 seconds to go. Pass on the right wing. Ball in the hands here for Miller. Miller tries to throw it through the lane. It'll be an Amherst turnover. And unofficially for them, that'll be their 37th turnover of the game. Ball going to be inbounded for Axtell. They're going to let the horn sound here. And your final score. It's Axtell 62, Amherst 40, as they punch their ticket to play for the Fort Kearney Conference Championship on Saturday. So, again, Axtell and Amherst are all done here. Axtell will play for the Fort Kearney Conference Championship at 6 against the winner of Pleasanton and Elm Creek, and the loser of that game will play Amherst in the consolation game at 2 o'clock. All those games will be right here on ESPN Radio. Once again, your final score in this one, it's 62-40. Axtell with the win over Amherst. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show coming up right after this.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking boot that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS, resources for enriching lives.
And welcome back here to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. Axtell with a 62-40 win. And again, just a solid effort here. After Amherst led at the end of the first quarter, they led by as many as 5 points in the ball game in that first quarter, and they took a one-point lead into the second quarter. But that second quarter, Axtell kind of got a little offensive flow going, and then they held Amherst only 5 points in the third quarter as Axtell won that third quarter 20-5, and then after that it was pretty much a done deal as they started the fourth quarter leading it 55-32, and they win this one 62-40, as they will play for the conference championship. Axtell now 15-5, have yet to lose to any team in the Fort Kearney Conference this season. Amherst now is 12-8 on the year. Some other scores that we can pass out to you now. Kearney Catholic is leading Ravenna in Ravenna on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. It is the Stars leading the Ravenna Blue Jays in boys basketball 25-22 at intermission. And Ord did pick up the win in their game against Ravenna, as the final in that one was Ord with a 50-29 win over the Blue Jays. And we're still totaling up a few numbers here. We're going to take one last break. When we come back, we'll take a look at the numbers for both Axtell and Amherst as the Broncos fall here to the Wildcats, a final of 62-40. We'll take a quick break. We'll have the final numbers coming up for you right after this timeout.
Now's the time to get in touch with Craig Weegis, your Pioneer sales professional, to learn about the early pay savings program options. There's still time to choose from two payment periods, each with its own level of savings. Whichever you select, you'll get the financial rewards of using industry-leading products and technologies. Act before November 20th to take advantage of the 10% cash discount from DuPont Pioneer. For more information, contact your local Pioneer sales professional, Craig Weegis. Science with service, delivering success. For all your custom slaughtering and meat processing, call Belschner Custom Meats in Amherst. Belschner Custom Meats has everything you need to fill your freezer with locally raised beef and pork. From steaks, roast, and hamburger, why go anywhere else when you have the best meat right here in Amherst? Belschner is a very proud supporter of all of our youth and their accomplishments. Good luck to all the area athletes in and out of the game.
Ryan Trampy is a very proud supporter of all area sports. Ever wonder what sets Channel Seed products apart from other seed? It's a direct connection to Monsanto, a company consistently recognized as a leader in seed and trait technology. Tested globally, locally, and then combined with the latest traits and treatments to ensure performance potential on your acres. Thanks to the farmers, Channel Seed is now the third largest seed corn brand and fourth largest soybean seed brand in the country. Best of luck to all the athletes today from Ryan Trampy, your Channel Seed dealer.
And welcome back here to the Vero Event Center. Once again, a impressive 62-40 win here for Axtell over Amherst. Let's check the numbers. We'll begin first of all for Amherst. They were led by Sydney Tomenheim with 16 points in the ball game and 3 rebounds. A nice effort coming off the bench for Michaela Tincher, as she finished with 8 points in the ball game. Casey Jurgens with 8. Madison Murphy with 2. Madison Miller late in the game with a bucket. She finished with 2. And Courtney Martinson with 2 points. Emily Arnold 1. And Bailey Peterson with 1 point in the game. Unofficially for Amherst, they were 12 of 35 shooting, about 34% in the game. But they were both out-rebounded, and they also turned the ball over 37 times in the ball game. Meanwhile, for Axtell, as they do pick up the win, and they'll play for the conference championship at 6 o'clock on Saturday right here on ESPN Radio. And, again, a solid effort by Hannah Kring. Holy cow, finished with 22 points on the evening. Reagan Miller with 13. Season Melamont with 10. Ashley Snell with 5. Sophie Melema with 4, Caitlin Callen with 2, Sam Trampy with 2, Paige Kirby with 2, and Jordan Popple with 2 points in the ball game. And again, they won the rebounding battle, which we'll talk more about here in a little bit. They shot 19 of 47 from the field, so they shot a little bit over 40% in the game. 1 of 6 from behind the arc, but again, only 6 attempts back there. They were also 23 of 40 from the free throw line, so they shot about 68% from the free throw line. And rebounding, well, Amherst out-rebounded by Axtell. Axtell with a 31-15 rebounding edge. And also in terms of turnovers, 37 turnovers for Amherst and 20 for Axtell. So 17 is the edge in terms of turnovers. 16 was the edge in terms of rebounds. And on the scoreboard, a 22-point win here for Axtell, 62-40. You've been listening to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. We're going to step away for a few minutes. By the way, we'll be talking with Kelly Cooksley, or at least attempting to, Axtell head coach. We'll talk to him at halftime of our next game, which is Pleasanton and Elm Creek. He'll be able to kind of set the stage for us in how that game's going and also recap this one as well. So join us for that at halftime as Coach Cooksley will join us at intermission. Once again, your final, it was Axtell with a 62-40 win over Amherst. We're going to step away for about, 8-9 minutes or so, and we'll be back with the pregame here between Elm Creek and Pleasanton in the second semifinal in the Fort Kearney Conference Girls Basketball Tournament, as, again, the winner will be taking on Axtell thanks to their 62-40 win over Amherst. I'm Randy Bushcutter for our engineer Caleb Henry back in the studios. Thanks for joining us. We'll be back with our second game in just a few minutes right here on ESPN.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Newtek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put Newtek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit Newtek at yieldleader.com.
Undisputed Midwest yield leader.
The proceeding has been a KXPN Sports production brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at ESPNSuperstation.com.